Hey guys, it's Abdul for the good folks over at Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware, downtown Indianapolis. You know, this month, my wife and I are celebrating our 12th wedding anniversary, so I was looking at some pictures from our wedding from 12 years ago, and notice how good I look in that tuxedo from Leon Tailoring. Not just me, but all my groomsmen as well. And so if you got a big formal event or a wedding this fall, or maybe wedding next spring, think about our good friends over at Leon Tailoring. Larry, Norm, Kim, and Judy would be happy to see you and happy to make you look as good today as I did 12 years ago. Well, you'll almost look as good as me as 12 years ago. I'm just kidding. So we go by Leon Tailoring. They'll be happy to see you. 809 North Delaware, downtown Indianapolis.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. So I first of all want to thank Alpha Kappa Alpha for having me today. I also want to thank Kappa Alpha Psi for being here as well and all the support. I am Jennifer McCormick. I am running for governor, and I am going to win. I'm going to win. People ask, why are we so confident about winning? And we tell them because the alternative is not an option. It's not an option. It's not an option for women. It's not an option for our kids. It's not an option for our families. It's not an option for our communities. When I was elected in 2016, I took with the values to the State House that we should be empowering people, that we should be taking care of our kids, that we should be thriving for healthy families and healthy communities, that we should be uplifting our union so we all had good paying jobs. We should be supporting our seniors and our veterans. I took all those values with me, and you know what I found out? That is not how that place always works. Now, I will say, Representative Pryor, who was up here, Senator Ghidorah is in the back, Rep. Summers is here. Those are the folks who are at the State House that are fighting for you session after session after session. But there are a lot of people at the State House who can make it very difficult because there's no balance. There's no balance. So it's time we bring common sense and balance to the State House. As I travel across Indiana, people aren't asking for the moon. They're just asking us not to be crazy and get something done. That's not asking for much. It's not asking for much. I cannot wait until we elect your sister to be the President of the United States. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Valerie McRae talked to you about being the first woman Black senator as a candidate for Senate. We need to get her elected because we certainly can't have Jim Banks. We also need to get everybody up and down that ballot elected. Destiny Wells isn't here. She may be here later, but we need to get Destiny elected. It is time we have elected officials who will fight for health care for everybody. We are third in the nation in maternal mortality, and so much of that depends on your zip code. A third of our counties do not have OBGYNs, and again, that's on your zip code. Too many of our kids are not getting what they need in our schools because $1.6 billion is going away from our most at risk to those who are wealthy, white, and suburban. Let's call it what it is. The data will show that. At $220,000 a family, that is the threshold for poverty. It is time our kids get a great education regardless of their zip code. And they're not getting advantage because of their zip code. There's a difference. It is time we have a governor who will stand up, and when there are good bills put forth by Democrats, someone will say, that's a great bill, and use that platform to help the General Assembly return that balance. It is not too much to ask that we have wages that are keeping up with the rest of the nation. We are 47th in the nation in annual wage growth. Your utility costs are skyrocketing. Your health care costs are skyrocketing. Go pump your gas, it's high. Your housing, whether you're a renter or a homeowner, it's high. But our wages aren't keeping up. And we know it costs money, so we have roads, and we have schools, and we have police, and we have fire, and we have parks. We know it costs money. But we also know, too, we need wages that are keeping up. I hear everywhere I go, 60 of our 92 counties are declining in population. Where's the special session to address that? They will run to a special session to take away our rights and our freedoms. Where's the special session to take care of our families? to take care of our lack of access to care, to take care of the third of our counties that are still in childcare deserts, to address our areas that still are food deserts in 2024. It's time we wake up and address the issues that are impacting your everyday lives. My opponent, they've shown us who they are. Valerie's opponent has shown us who he is. We have to believe them. Todd Rakita certainly has shown us who he is. We have to believe them. My opponent is calling me a Jezebel spirit. My opponent is comparing vaccines to rape. My opponent is saying he wants to fire all the state employees because they're liberal, and oh, he's going to go after the ones with the pronoun first. That's my opponent. He is saying that he is a white Christian nationalist, and he's proud of it. Very, very open about it. Watch his videos. He's referred to Nazism. He is dangerous. Do we realize in Indiana, it's a good day to be reminded, 20% of our governors have never finished that term. 20%. And you know who comes in after when the governor can't finish the term? The lieutenant governor. That is not an option for us. That is not an option for us. It's not an option for our kids. It's not an option for the kids behind them. This is a generational impact. Someone did it for us. And I know I see a lot of women who are my age and older going, yes, we did it. Someone did it for us. It's our turn to do it for the generations behind us. It's our turn. I'm super fiscally responsible. If I could tell you about the waste I saw at that state house, you would be appalled. So don't tell me Democrats aren't worried about the economy and being fiscally responsible, because I saw it every single day for 4 years. I also saw an incredible amount of waste that could have been used for your health care, for your kids, for your housing issues, for our roads. It's there. We got to have the leadership who will take care of people. I refuse to turn it over to extremism, and I know there are a lot of people in this room that are right there with me, because we have been told if we fight, if we vote, it is not hard. But you know what it is? It's hard work. People are like, you're 17 days out. Are you tired? Hell yeah, we're all tired. We will sleep when this is over. Yeah. Valerie will keep going for 17 more days and win this thing. Destiny's working hard as she can. I'm going to go every single day and work for you. We're asking you to come along. We are statistically tied in the polls. Tied. Tied. So when you think, what's the point of voting? I need every single vote. Every single vote. So what you're going to do today, remember Michelle Obama said, do something. Today's the day. You're going to make sure you have signs in your yard. You're going to go through your Rolodex, which is now a cell phone. You're going to go through that bad boy. You're going to go through to all your contacts, and you're going to say, Jennifer McCormick, McCormickforgov.com. You're going to tell people. You're going to tell people about the candidates, and you're going to ask them, when are you voting? And you wait. I was a teacher. I understand that power of waiting. You wait. And when they're like, I'm not voting, game on. Unleash. Because that is not an option. If we don't vote, we're going to lose our vote. Let's call it what it is. This is it. Go through, tell people to vote. Vote early. So the day of, when you have two friends and your family that called and said, my car broke down, you're like, I'm coming to get you. Go vote early. We can get this done. This is our time, Indiana. This is it. And we all know it in this room. This is our time. This is our moment. We're going to win this thing. I'm just asking you to come along with me. I'm Jennifer McCormick, and I will be your next governor. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much to Jennifer McCormick for coming and giving a rousing candidate speech. We are going to take about a 5-minute break because I want to make sure that we get everybody lined up and ready so that we can get through the candidates and everyone has the time that they need to speak today. So if you can just give us a 5-minute break, there are snacks out in the lobby area and drinks, and we will get back to you within 5 minutes. Thank you so much. Thank you. meetings and things.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Just want to make sure that...
And what's your name?
We're taking a moment to talk to Jennifer McCormick, former superintendent of public instruction, now Democratic candidate for governor. So, Madam McCormick, we've got about 2 weeks left in some change election day. How are things looking so far?
Great. I mean, we feel good. We've got a lot of energy going in our direction. There's a lot of urgency from Hoosiers. We've got great bipartisan support. Polls look good. Early voting's looking pretty good for Indiana. So we feel really good. We're just going to keep our head down, keep running the race we've been running.
The polls show this race a lot closer than it has been in past times. Normally Republicans are ahead by, like, say, 15, 20. Our poll had only run up by, like, 10 at the most. Your thoughts on how this election is turning out right now?
Yeah, we've seen polls that were statistically tied. So we're moving in the right direction. We know people do not want extremism. They just want common sense. They want balance at the state house. They like our message that we're staying true to health care, women's reproductive freedoms, education, good-paying jobs. People have been well, that's been well-received.
What is the big issue out there? Because I know you've been pushing the reproductive freedom, also things about the economy, job creation, sort of housing.
I hear about the big picture things as far as they don't like the extremism. They're worried about just democracy. They're worried about the messaging and what Indiana looks like on the national stage. But they're also worried about those kitchen table issues.
One quick question. Any concern about Mike Braun and Micah Beckwith and how Micah sort of runs campaigns? How about the Jezebel spirit and all this other stuff that doesn't really elect anybody?
Yeah, there's no room for name calling. It's ridiculous. People who know me best are highly offended. I just blow it off because, you know, he's running for the top of the ticket and he's name calling. And that's very highly offensive, but it also shows you their character, which we want no part of, nor does Indiana.
Thank you, Dr. McCormick.
Thank you. Thank you.